This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
216-474-0092. Cavs run out of gas? You tell us. We talked about it. I think so. I think they're out of gas right now. They just need a refresher. That's all. They just need to. They need a couple, a little bit of time that they are able to, regroup and just kind of chill, and then they'll be able to come right back. But as you know, Jeff has his heart set on Carson Wentz
coming here to be the
starting quarterback.
I've never said that.
So Jeff has put together this stuff.
Huh.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Come on, people. Get on board.
The audience is not happy with you.
He might be our guy.
He might
be our guy. I mentioned in our last little Get to Know Carson Wentz that he was the valedictorian of his high school, Century High School in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, do we have any circus
music? Also a Century High School graduate.
Who?
Carmen Berg.
Who?
Playboy's Miss July of 1987. She's North Dakota's only Playmate of the Month. Also a Century High School graduate.
I cannot believe you just took 30 seconds of someone's life to tell them this. Do you still have it or no?
I can't even make an annoyed sound at that. I'm just baffled. You've baffled me.
Some quality people apparently coming out of Century High School.
You've completely baffled me.
When did this was 1987?
87.
Do you still have it or no? Or were you able to get that first subscription by then? I don't even know. Were you already? Do you have it? Yes or no?
Move along. Talk Cavs.
Sure. In 87, was it still Staples or were they using the hot glue instead of having to?
Andy seems pretty familiar with things there.
Well, that was
Staples
all
Staples or hot glue.
Well, you know, when I was reading National Geographic, they had to make the same. They had to make the same decision.
Staples were bad.
When you came to me and said, I have a bunch of Carson Wentz fun facts, I did not think Playboy Bunny would be a part of those fun facts.
Playmate of the Month. That's a difference from the bunny.
Do you have to run for that office?
Sure.
Do you have to run for that office?
Well, it depends.
Depends on what?
Hugh Hefner back in the day.
Not getting fired?
Apparently.
Yeah, let's not get fired.
Depends on if he was wearing Depends. Is that what you're saying at that point?
Just move along. We have more football-based Carson Wentz facts coming up.
Oh, good, because I wanted more Playboy.
Remember the name, Andy. Carmen Berg.
Carmen Berg.
Berg.
B-E-R-G, B-U-R-G.
B-E-R-G.
B-E-R-G. Thank you, Jeff.
Please don't Google that at work.
Apparently now a realtor in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, good for her.
She got that going for her, which is nice.
She actually has an office in Boston where she sold the Celtics for $6 billion.
Ew. Good
for her. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I have the Cavs run out of gas. That's the question I'm asking you right now. Chelsea Janes.
Andy's a non-believer, folks.
Jeff, I am not a non-believer. I just think, you know, you watch a game like last night and you're starting to ask yourself, they need a break. They just need a break. I just need a little R&R, just to be able to chill and not give up 43 points in the third quarter again. Jeff is in University Heights. Hello, Jeff in University Heights.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good First morning. Of all, that's right.
Carson Wentz is a stiff. I'd rather have Jim Nanowski or Milt Plum or Bill Nelson.
No,
back
Milt
there.
Plum.
Yeah.
So. Well said resume. Yes, keep going.
Anyway, back to the Cavs. What do the numbers 61, 64, and 76 mean?
Number of points they've given up in the second half in the losing
streak. In the last three games, yeah. Yes. To your point, Andy, have they run out of gas? Maybe, but then my question is why? Then why have they run out of gas and Oklahoma City hasn't? Because Oklahoma City is still defending at the number one level in the league, and even the Celtics are defending. So why is it that the Cavs have run out of gas, playing similar amount of games? And, you know, if they wanted to talk about low management, there's been several games where Shea Butter has not played. So, you know, but, you know, Oklahoma City seems to have not missed the beat.
Do you think they've run out of gas a little bit here, Jeff?
I don't think they've run out of gas.
So what do you think it is?
I think what it is, they ran into Orlando, the Clip Joint, and the Kings are all fighting for a playoff spot.
Okay.
And their sense of urgency is higher than what the Cavs were in those games. I think the Cavs, especially against the Clippers, Monday night, and to a certain extent last night, when the Cavs scored those 45 points in the first quarter, they thought they had it made. It was going to be the typical.
It was almost like the Boston game in reverse, right? A little bit where, you know, Boston had that big lead against the Cavs, and they were able to come back, and we were like, oh, this is, you know, game defining moment for the franchise for this season, right? Same kind of feel.
Right. So I think that they're not playing with the same sense of urgency as their last three opponents. Should they? That can be questioned because, you know, they're trying to get ready for the playoffs while these teams are trying to get into the playoffs. But you've got to match that intensity, too, at least until you put the team away, at least until you clinch the number one spot in the East. Then once you do that, then you can start resting guys and the games, you know, don't have the same significance. But I just think that they're not matching the same level of intensity as their opponents.
All right, that's a good point, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get it, Jeff on the east side. Let's go to Jeff on the west side, who's in North Olmsted. Hi,
good
other
day.
Other Jeff.
Jeff.
Good day.
Jeff, Andy.
Yes.
Good morning, fellas.
Good
How are
morning.
We doing?
Good. We're good. We're good.
So I have a couple things. So one Cavs, one Browns thing, since you had to drive and bring me into the Browns discussion.
Oh, well.
Cavs talking point, Andy. I agree with you to a degree on this, that I do feel they are kind of running out of gas a little bit. But what's puzzling to me is that league-wide, I think most starters are averaging like 32 to 34 minutes. The Cavs are pretty much in line with that. So what you notice on the trend-wise, though, is look at teams like Boston. They know they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're pretty much locked into the two seed, unless the Cavs collapse, which isn't going to happen. They're locked in. So every other night, you see them on the injury reports, injury management. They're doing it every other night, every player. So Jaylen Brown and Tatum were out last night. The night before, It was Porzingis, Holiday. So they mix and match knowing that they're giving these guys these extra games, because at the end of the day, if you're locked into a one or two, what does it matter as far as giving these guys a little extra time? And it benefits your bench, guys like Ty Jerome getting extra minutes. I love having him on the floor in crunch time. It's unfortunate that we're heavy a guard and he can't get those minutes, but defensively he's probably our best guard in that situation.
Last night, Jeff, I agree with you. That's a great point.
Last night, like Valanciunas, again, these average, I don't want to say average bigs because they're NBA players, but these big body physical bigs always beat us up. And it's guys like Valanciunas, Mitchell Robinson, Steven Adams. So what I felt like we missed a
Zubac.
Shot, trying to give us an extra big down the stretch, not a guy that's going to play 20 minutes, a guy that plays 10 to 15. But physicality. Tristan Thompson, yeah, great. We've already done stuff with him, but he comes back and, you know, he's getting these extra minutes. He's not.
Didn't even
enough,
play last night.
Yeah, no, he didn't. And then one quick thing with the Browns guys. So sure. I heard Mary Kay bring up the double quarterback situation. I think it's funny for a couple reasons.
But hang on, let me just clarify that. You're talking about drafting two quarterbacks in the first round. That's what you're saying?
Yeah,
double quarterback? Okay.
I heard that on the morning show, and mm-hmm. I heard them bring that up. So I was kind of confused by it, and I was like, oh, where the hell did that come from? Well, then I thought about it, and I was like, we haven't had a boatload of picks in a long time, right? So
right.
We're overthinking everything. My biggest thing right now, one thing solves it all for me as a fan and would re-engage me. Go get Flacco back for 2 years. With those 2 years, contingency being that he'll start right now, but he's passing the keys to Shadur, who we should draft at number two. Shadur's got the pedigree. He's a Deion kid. At the end of the day, you think Deion, his firstborn son, he's going to allow him to fail? He's not. It's not like we're trying to bring up a quarterback who is a middle-tier quarterback.
Hey, hang on, Jeff, just explain that to me. What do you mean, let him fail? I mean, I don't know. His dad's not going on the field with him.
I understand that, Andy, but what I'm saying is his dad's been there and done it. Two-sport athlete at that, right?
Right.
He knows
right.
what it takes. He knows how to coach his son and to guide him. You know, you need mentors, too. It's not just about coaching. You need guys that are going to follow through with these kids to say, hey, this is how I did it. This is how you can excel. Quiet all the noise outside and go play ball, and I'll teach you all the little things that make an athlete great, right? And he's got that with his father, who's super supportive of him. So for me, it's go get the best player at that spot, whether it's Cam Ward or Shadur. Who knows what happens? But for me as a fan, go get me Flacco, because I love him. The fans love him. We know what we can get out of him. If you're going to have a bridge quarterback for a year, why not do it with somebody we've already been there and done that with?
All right, Jeff.
Also because he's so smart, you know. Yeah. Give Shadur some coaching and some leadership along the way.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Jeff.
Maybe because age is catching up to Joe Flacco when he wasn't very good last year for the Colts.
Is Joe Flacco going to be any worse than Carson Wentz, who we're talking about all day today?
I'd much rather have Carson Wentz.
I can't say I feel exactly the same way. But I know they're going to have to bring a veteran in, so I just don't know who it's going to be. And Flacco seems to be on. So, wait, should I make a bold statement? If they can't get Carson Wentz after not getting Russell Wilson, then, okay, then they should go get Joe Flacco? Can Joe Flacco be in the hole on this? Can we call him up and let him know that he's in the hole? Hey, Joe, I got great news for you. You can pick up your bat.
Aaron Rodgers says yes, and then Russell says yes, and then Carson says yes, maybe we'll be with you. Way to feel wanted.
We'll give you a call then. I just feel like we just put together a group of guys sitting at a table drinking coffee and all getting the discount with their Golden Buckeye card. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. We'll continue on with a little bit of this. You'll find out a little bit more about Carson Wentz. Have you done brackets? Because I'm reading stuff that says you're not. Like, brackets are down this year. Are you set? You ready? Hey, we're one of those host cities. Let's talk a little NCAA basketball when we come back here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.